song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
So a few minutes ago, as we decided what we're going to talk about next to the program, I hand Christina a story. And she just like jumps out of her chair because she recognizes where this is. This is near and dear to her heart.
I don't know about that. But I know about it.
Well, you know what I mean. Belmar is a place in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Very popular summertime hangout resort type of thingy place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you got this 20-year-old Rutgers student, and she is waiting tables at DJ's Bar and Grill. She's trying to put herself through school. Rutgers is a very expensive place to go. Well, all of a sudden, she realized that she wasn't going to make as much this day as she thought. Jess Jones of Belmar was waiting at a party of 8 people at this landmark restaurant and nightclub, and after the $112.03 bill was paid for by credit card, she discovered that her customers had left her absolutely nada for a tip. Instead, the texting acronym LOL for laughing out loud was written on the tip line next to the words, 1 hour for food. So what did she do? She went to Facebook the next day to lament about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a photo of the receipt. She blurred out their credit card and information and all that, so don't worry about that. And then she went to a local newspaper to share the story and to publish the photo of the receipt. But what gets me is that the headline of this story from the Asbury Park Press, a local newspaper in New Jersey, is Belmar Diners Leave Waitress Taunting Note and
this
No Tip.
Taunting.
This is taunting?
This is not taunting? Not a taunting note. This is just someone being a jerk. Okay?
Really?
This is someone annoyed that they waited too long for their food.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. I don't even know if I want to say this, but I'm going to anyway, because I've never actually sat down and had dinner at DJ's, because I've been to DJ's before the nightclub atmosphere.
Do you tip well when you go to DJ's?
I used to be a bartender,
so I tip
bartenders well, just because I know what it's like to be a bartender.
Wow.
I'm not sure that I would be so offended if I'm going to dinner at DJ's and waiting a little bit extra for my food, because it's not like you're going to a 5-star restaurant for dinner.
And it's not like you're going to a place where you're like, you know, the 10-minute clock for a quick lunch because you got to get back to work. You're there to hang out in the first place. So you're there with friends, $112. It wasn't just 2 people sitting there.
Right.
And so things kind of pile up and you're there for a while.
Oh.
Now, Jones wanted to reiterate to everyone that in New Jersey, servers earn $2.50 an hour. For non-tipped workers, the minimum wage, $8.38. So she's paid $2.50 to serve the food, so they are reliant on these tips. Tipping has always been kind of a weird thing for me. Well, you know,
how do you
measure good service?
You feel obligated. Like, even when I've gotten bad service at a restaurant, I always feel obligated,
mm-hmm.
because is it really the waitress's fault that you waited an hour for your food? Or is it the chef's fault
mm-hmm.
that you waited an hour for your food? It's kind of like don't kill the messenger type of thing.
Here's something. Restaurants now are suggesting gratuities. They will print it on the receipt. And you know, I never told you this. You and I were in New York City. We were working on the show one day. We went for lunch afterwards.
Yep.
You had a salad. I had, I don't even know what I had, but whatever.
Yeah.
So they give me the receipt. And it said at the bottom that if I wanted to, I could leave a gratuity. It was a counter service situation. And they had written in whatever the 20% suggestion was. Counter service for a tip?
No.
Really?
Sorry.
It's like when you go to Dunkin' Donuts and there's the big mug there. Why am I tipping someone for just pouring me a cup of coffee?
I don't leave tips at those types of
am
places.
I taunting them if I don't
no.
tip them?
And I think it's kind of weird that this headline says taunting, because, you know, you've seen...
There have been some worse cases. Some really
about,
nasty things.
Right.
Personal insults.
Of course.
You know, hey,
this
you know, you
just,
this and you that. It's just, I think it's making a lot out of, all right, it's not a little situation for Ms. Jones here.
They're just trying to catch people. They're trying to catch your eye so you click the link.
Actually, the Facebook post went viral, and it was brought to the attention of Belmar Mayor Matt Daugherty.
Interesting.
Who then weighed in on the matter on his own public Facebook post. Quote, if you visit Belmar, please treat the hardworking men and women in our service industry with the same respect you would expect at your job. This is ridiculous, unquote.
Mm.
To me, that's a mayor pandering for future votes.
Oh,
that's a little weird.
I can't even believe that the mayor got involved here. We're talking about DJs. You know
right.
how much, do you know how much money this one place...
It's a money-making machine.
Not only for the establishment, but for the town. People are coming there paying to park their cars,
sure,
to go to DJs,
right,
or whatever. When you go to Belmar in the summer, the area is all 20-something,
right,
people who have collectively stored their money all year to get a shore house for the,
right,
season.
19 people in a 2-room house.
Right. They're young kids.
Boy, you seem to really understand
Listen,
this.
Listen, because when I broke up with my boyfriend in 2012, I was wild, and I went wild. It's like I had just gotten out of jail, and my cousin was like, you're coming down the shore with me this summer. So
3 years ago.
We would go to DJs, we would go to Tiki Bar in Point Pleasant, we would go to all these places. This place,
yeah,
is fun when you're young, or fun to go to like once or twice.
It's, yeah, a rebound resort. Tell me, hey, you just broke
it's
up
not
with
a
your beau.
No. It's not a rebound resort. It is a place where people go when they're,
yes,
single,
ooh,
to have fun.
Really? It's a reality show in the making.
If they put cameras in there, it could be a reality show.
Hey, now.
They have a stage. They encourage,
yes,
the females to go up on stage and shake their rear ends for T-shirts and inflatable toys.
No.
Not like that. But they'll have like prizes. Like they'll have like a big inflatable like dolphin or a palm tree. Or
oh,
something,
so, oh, okay.
That they'll give out to like, you
I
know,
can
girls
stop sweating
that get
now. Thank you.
Can't pick yourself. You got to be picked to go up on
My
stage.
My goodness, this is
gotta be.
Gotta
be smiling. Gotta
so the
be,
next time I take my wife and son down to the Jersey Shore, this probably isn't the place to go for a little dinner before we go to the beach or walk the boardwalk. Yes.
Although if you have a son that is coming of age, I'm sure eventually he will be there.
He's only 12. I'm trying to hold that off as much as I can.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying if you're in the area and you have a teenager, eventually your child will be going to DJs.
Maybe,
I can guarantee
maybe
that.
You'll have to take me on a fact-finding
kind
tour.
Kind of like a rite
what?
Of passage. You just
a
go
rite
there.
Of passage.
You just...
Jones wrote, my experience with this table was cruel and unnecessary.
Oh,
but sadly, it's not uncommon. With that said, this is still quoting
stop
the waitress.
Yeah.
Please be good to your waiters. I know it's
agreed
annoying when things aren't right. I know how aggravating it is to receive a hefty bill when all night you've been wondering why the table that came in after you was served before you. Huh? But waiters are mere messengers most of the time,
like
and
I
it's
said,
wrong to shoot them, however bad the news. Wow.
How much money do you think she made from all the other tables that she served that day? I mean, I know it's annoying. It's a
yeah
big bill. She should have gotten at least a $20 tip on that,
okay,
right?
All right. What do they say? 15% is customary, so she should have got about $18, $19.
Gotta be smiling, gotta be dancing, gotta be shaking.
Wow.
And people go. People go, like, dressed in. They have theme nights on Thursday
yeah
night, so they'll have, like, Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day, or, you know, they have those on Thursday nights throughout the summer, so people go dressed up.
So if I was to leaf through the Zagat Jersey Shore book or maybe the Fodor's book, I doubt I would see DJs in there being reviewed in some way,
no,
right?
No, probably
no,
not.
Probably
even
not.
Even though I feel like it is a landmark. Everyone that passes through knows who what DJs is.
Wow. So we've learned lessons. We've learned where to go when you break up with your boyfriend and you just want to have fun and just let it all go for the summer. And we also know where not to go if you're looking for a little family fun for the day. And we've also learned that if you don't properly tip your server, the photocopy of the receipt will end up in the local newspaper on Facebook and it will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Because that's haunting note.
Can you imagine when this person goes for a job interview at one point? They're going to pull this out of nowhere. Why did you do this? And they will present this receipt to them, and they will have to explain
you know,
this one
I got
to
be honest with you.
What?
Something like this
yeah
may come back to bite her, even though she's not in the wrong. You know, these
yeah
people obviously stiffed her, and it's terrible that
right
they did that. But if this girl's young, she's only...
She's 20 years
she's
old and goes to Rutgers.
She's 20 years old in Rutgers.
All right, so she's not a dope. She's going to a school
right
with
well,
a
what I'm saying is that
decent
she's
reputation.
She's young enough to maybe have to go for another job that's
yes
going to be waitress or a bartender or something like that. The first thing that these people do now is Google your
right
name.
Of course.
I mean, it's just so common now.
And they
this
can learn
is
anything.
Come up, and if I'm a established owner or manager and I
yeah
see this, I'm going to be nervous that, oh, if someone here
mm-hmm
does this to her, she's going to post this on Facebook or social media and
right
it's going to give my establishment a bad name.
Yeah. I wonder really what DJs thinks about this. Because, you know what? People are going to think twice. What if you're on this tight little budget? You've got the 14 people living in the 2-room house. And you're eating bread and water for breakfast and lunch so you can go out, have dinner, have some drinks, and have some fun.
Right.
And if you realize, oh, I'm not going to really be able to tip a lot, are you going to think twice about maybe not going here because you're going to be exposed on Facebook as
maybe
a cheapskate?
I wonder if this girl still works there.
I would think so, because when did this only happened a few days ago.
Okay.
This literally just happened within the past week. So I would imagine she's going to be leaving soon because she's going back to Rutgers.
Sure, sure.
But this is still pretty fresh and new, so.
I can't imagine that any manager or owner of establishment would be happy about something like this coming out.
Yes.
Even though they say any publicity is
good publicity.
Good publicity, which I just don't understand. But let me tell you something. DJ's doesn't need the publicity.
No.
The place is a gold mine.
Okay.
It's packed nonstop. They have happy hour. They have, you know, obviously they have the dinner crowd and the lunch crowd, the happy hour crowd. The place is packed all the time.
Show idea.
The line.
Yes.
The line to get into this place on a Saturday
night.
They stop letting people in.
My goodness. My goodness.
It's nuts.
Here we go. Show idea. Okay. We go there. We get a table. And you talked about the stage. I will say, you know what? Put Christina Stoffo up on that stage.
No.
We win some toys. We do some good. We do a heck of a show.
I am way too old to be doing that.
Well, we'll just leave that there. And
I'm way too old for that.
Okay, then. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm the very old Christina Stoffo.
Oh, okay. And the quite elderly Christina Stoffo. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.